Ngahiwi Apunui heads to Tauriwhiri Te Reo Māori. He's one of our senior kaitautoko reo. And he is talking today about the Māori Language Moment of 2021. Also, a fine musician as well back in the day, who hails from Te Araroa on the East Coast. He's with us today. How are you doing in lockdown, my friend? Te lākoe.
Morena, Dale. Yeah, not too bad. I actually really like it, to tell you the truth. You know, I'm not running out to nightclubs and you know, eager to get to the bottle store or anything like that, so this suits me down to the ground.
Not like yesteryear. We, yeah. Marangake, bro. I mean, please.
Oh, yeah, marangake, there's a different meaning. You know, now I was watching the Ngā Tamatoa documentary online the other day, and one of my mates, Danny Goddard, turned up on it, and then he sends me a smart-ass message saying, hey, I was on, where were you? And it was just really, really, really good to have a look at that, and you know, and to remind ourselves of, you know, the work that those Māori language champions did back in the day.
It's amazing. You know, we've lived through a time, haven't we, of great change, and when we consider, you know, how the language was almost hidden, and now it's come out into Te Aumarama. It's refreshing. It's encouraging. Yes, there's a long way to go, but sometimes when we hear the confidence and fluidity of delivery and kōrero with our rangatahi, it really does make us think of the great strides we have made, and we'll continue. And this year's Māori Language Moment is another example. Last year, 1 million people celebrated Te Reo Māori at one particular moment in time, and this year I see that Te Tauriwhiri are hoping for 2 million, Ngahiwi.
Yeah, well, you know, last year I didn't believe we were going to get 1 million. I thought we might be, I would have been happy with, you know, 10,000, 20,000 or something like that. But what we should have done was actually believe the polling that was coming back at the time. And the polling was showing us that over 80%, 8 out of 10 New Zealanders believed that Te Reo Māori was an important part of our national identity. And what it did last year, the Māori Language Moment, was confirmed that. But we think we can go a bit better this year. We only started to advertise a week out last year from the event, and we still managed to hit the million mark. What we want to do is to let everybody know nice and early that this is happening and that they can be a part of it. And we want to set a world record. That's the big thing. You know, it's set a world record. We've had to apply to Guinness and say to them, look, you know, we'd like to do this. And it's all part of the promotion and all the rest of it. And, you know, while we're in lockdown, it's probably a good time for our people to get in there and start registering and thinking about what they're going to do. And look, it's consistent with the theme of Māori Language Week, Kia Kaha Te Reo Māori. It doesn't matter how big it is, how little it is, you know, it could be a karakia, it could be a greeting, it could be a song, it could be a whole range of things. The one thing that it does do is it celebrates Te Reo Māori at 1 o'clock on the first Monday of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. And, you know, we encourage everybody to get in there, because I reckon this is a real, really cool thing to be a part of, and a really easy thing to access and to be a part of too.
It's one thing to do it, but it's nice to register so that we can be acknowledged that right across the land, people are pausing momentarily to use Te Reo Māori. So it's important that you do register. Nowadays, with the connectivity that the net provides us, and I suppose especially even in lockdown when we're using it even more, a nice chance to find solidarity and unity, even if it is just for a fleeting moment.
Yeah, the registration's important because it gives us concrete proof that people took part in it. One of the things I will caution, though, is we've already had a couple of instances of people trying to hack the system, and what they do is they'll send you an email saying they're us, that you actually end up at a different website registering for something else and being asked to, you know, to donate some money to these guys, Humbug Kaupapa. So if you don't go to tereomaori.co.nz or Te Tauriwhiri site, then you're going to a fake site. So please be aware of that when you register. You know, and this is particularly coming across through Facebook. So if you do get an advert from Facebook asking you to register, and particularly through the messenger, don't do it. We will send you an email directly if you were involved in the Māori language moment last year or if you registered with us. But yeah, watch out for the scammers, because we've already had a couple of instances of that. And I suppose one way of looking at it is because it was so successful last year, we're having these issues with people pretending to be us, and we don't want our people to be taken advantage of.
Remind us of the recognition last year's effort had from the International Public Relations Awards in London.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, bro, because we won a whole bunch of international awards. I think it must have been about 12 of them. Three different award ceremonies and all the rest of it. And I was joking to Christine, who's the brain behind all of this, that we'd need a rather large trophy cabinet. Because we're a humble organisation. We're not used to winning things. In fact, we're probably more used to being criticised. But you know, it was a fantastic achievement by the team, and I'm really, really proud of them. But we couldn't win the New Zealand one, bro, which is really interesting, because I think, you know, I think it was an outstanding achievement, as I said before, and it deserves some recognition. But yeah, we've been really proud of the recognition that the Māori Language Moment received from overseas. But you know, this year, I think if we get the 2 million that we're after, I think it'd be a really wicked achievement, and something that we can all be proud of.
Thank you. Is it the first Monday? Because I've got something here saying it's the first Tuesday.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's the first Tuesday. Sorry,
Tuesday. It's not the first Tuesday either. It's Tuesday the 14th of September, okay, guys? Tuesday the 14th of September. It's at midday, and it coincides with the presentation of the petition to Parliament, doesn't it, Ngahiwi?
That's the one, yeah, because the thing for me, you see, is that last year it was on the first. I keep going back to last year's one. But the important thing is that that 14th is the presentation of the petition, and next year will be the 50th celebration of that. This is 49 years since the petition was presented to Parliament, but next year will be the 50th, and it'll be, from our perspective, it'll be quite a special day next year.
Thanks. As we use the net more than ever, particularly in the lockdown, what would you say of the transferal of information and the growth of reo digitally? It seems that there are many more apps and availability of online teaching resources. How is that impacting the spread and of our reo?
Yeah, what it's doing is it's adding to the tools that teachers have at their fingertips to teach the reo Māori. And there's a variety of them too. I think one of the things though that we really need is the digital voice platform for Te Reo Māori, where, you know, Siri, for instance, still struggles to pronounce Te Reo Māori, and we have the same issue with, you know, with the different maps and navigation apps as well. So getting that voice platform, which I believe Peter Lucas is developing up north, will be really, really important. Because we've found in trying to develop apps that it's one of the problems that we do have, particularly around pronunciation, is that the English language platform that the, you know, most apps are based on doesn't handle Te Reo Māori. So that's the one thing that's missing, but there's still a great number of apps out there, including the Kupu app from Telecom. There's Te Kite Tikanga, which has been around for a while. But all of these apps are really good apps. The Māori TV app is really good as well. And they're all there to help people to learn Te Reo Māori, and it's a wonderful thing.